Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Now, Gary Harley joining me. How are you, Gary?
Very well. Gavin, I won't be worrying about getting hot in our air-conditioned box all day. It's beautiful. Oh,
what a life you've got, Gaz, eh?
Well, Hawkesbury was the worst place to ever go in the summer.
Yeah.
Everyone had said that. Like, that's why I don't think they race at all in January, because of the hot weather. It's in an area where the heat just kills you. But thanks very much to the club about 6 or 8 months back. They built the Sky Bunker, where we're in a big air-conditioned box type of thing, right on the enclosure, on the mounting yard, and it's fantastic.
Well, beautiful. All right, well, we'll rip into it today in the first two Desert Storm out. 8 Oxidation, 240. 4 War Cabin at 260. 6 Mission Phoenix, 6. Number 5 Balladeer at $8. After that, you get 17 or better.
Oxidation is the best bet of the day, trained by Clary. Jerry Harvey bred it and owns it. If you go back 2 runs at Newcastle, the horse who bolted in Melbourne Cup Day at Randwick, Hellurian, beat it about a length of 3/4. It came out slow that day. And in fact, in both starts it's had this prep, it's come out very slow. Missed the kick that day at Newcastle, and John Van Overmeer hunted it up along the rail to have a lovely sit fourth on the rail. The winner sprinted quick, the Godolphin horse who won it. But he is very, very smart, as he proved on Tuesday. Since that, Oxidisation went to Hawkesbury and run third, beat 3 lengths to the Big Plunge or Suave. Another Godolphin horse, missed the kick, made up some ground, tried to lay out a bit, but in this field here today, really the only looks like the 2 chances, even War Cabinet. And I thought it was the best bet. Oxidisation is picking, it is a mare. War Cabinet going okay, just got slightly held up here on his home track. First up recently, Gary White's got it. He's put the blinkers on today, and Jason Collett ride. Got that about 2.5 length. When it got clear to 250, it only battled, but it's a big chance in a race of this calibre. So, 8 Oxidisation to beat number 4 War Cabinet, 5 for 3rd Balladeer. Snowden's have got it, placed on Taboo. And number 6 Mission Phoenix, the first starter of Mark Newnham, who I thought trialled all right. 8, 4, 5, and 6.
Now, the second event, we put out Layla de Vega, number 3, save for later in the day. 2 Test of War, $3. Number 4, Everard, $3.90. 1 Bricks, $4, with 7 Rows of Savannah. The other 2, 5 Registration, 10, and 6 One of a Kind, is 17.
I went with Bricks. I thought it was a shade disappointing the other day at Wyong, but Gazland beat it about 3.25. Gazland's won in town since on Melbourne Cup Day. This also ran second first up at Newcastle, beaten 3/4 by the feet, and that would nearly win this race. He had good country form. I think he won a race in the Wagga Cup Carnival. David Pfeiffer's got him. Christian Reith rides. I've got him on top. Number 7, Rosa Savannah, after a good run at Kembla 2 runs back, went to Scone and was real strong late. To win up there down the long straight. Number 2, Test of War for Gary Portelli. 8-1 here at Hawkesbury. 24th of October, beat Balmaceda that day. Led clear, held on well in the straight. And Tommy Sherry will claim, what's he claimed? 3.58. Now, the horse has been well back. It's Chris Lees's horse, Everard. I've only got him for 4th. Jason Collett ride. Had one run this time in run 3rd at Newcastle to the smart Pandano, but it got me 3.5 lengths. Fridard, and last time in it won a race at Coffs Harbour, but I only found it in 4th spot. 1, 7, 2, and 4.
Now, the next 4 Fastnet Cyclone comes out of the 3rd. 3 California Firebird, $2.90. 1 Plaisir, $3.30. 2 Jarhead, $4.60. 6 Western, $5. 5 Nightstar, $9. Then 18 or better.
Yeah, quick back up for California Firebird, but I like it. It raced here last Wednesday, so it's an 8-day backup. Peter Rogel's got it, and CJ Graham will ride. He'll claim 2. It'll have 56. Run second here to Poulton LaSand. 8 days ago, over 2,000. Got better length and half. Tried to lead all the way. Jay Ford rode it, but the winner was too good, but it beat the others pretty easy. So here, 2100 today. I got it on top. Second pick of the race, number one, Plays the Air World. Just the time I wasn't at the race meeting, he went at Newcastle the other day. I had a look at the replay last night. He went terrific up there. He was always going to win from the top of the straight, but he does that. He'll trick you. One day he'll do that, and the next day he'll walk out six behind him and run midfield. I'll throw him in for second. He has run a place here previously. Chris Williams will claim. Number two, Jarhead, the Gerald, and Tommy Sherry claiming three. It ran second here the other day. I thought it was disappointing. I thought it had a chance to beat Canasta. It has to give it a bath, beat it 4.5. And when the kid went for the whip, all it wanted to do was run in. I think in the past, it's wanted to run out. So I don't know what was in its head. It's third pick, and number six, Western. One, well, won one of the cups at Cessnock. Either the Cessnock Cup or the, it was the Cessnock Cup early last week. 3, 1, 2, and 6.
Right, race four, put out number one, Jinxie Phantom, 12, Sturgeon Moon, and 13, Invincible Kiss. Now, 7, Sarah Elizabeth, $2.80. Number two, Fortnite, $3.60. 5, Dimitri, $6.50, along with 9, Charm Me Baby. And then it's 10 or better.
I'm pretty keen on Pink Horse first starter here. Comes off a good trial. Sarah Elizabeth by Sebring, out of a New Zealand mare, Princess Jules. Kim, give it two trials. It run third in the Gosford trial, beating the link. But the trial that I like was the last one. At Wyong, Serge rode it, then outside the leader, hit the front at the top of the straight. It was joined by a horse I'll tell you about in a minute. And they went to the line head to head. Neither of them, particularly Sarah Elizabeth, was under any pressure. Now, the horse that runs second is a horse called Reaching. A daughter of Alingi, and Reaching ran a bottler at Newcastle last Saturday, flew home. One of Massara's and Alan Jones's horses. And I reckon that trial form will turn out to be really good. So I've gone for Sarah Elizabeth, but firmed up a bit because Miracles decided to scratch a Jin Chai Phantom and probably wait for another race. Number two, Fortnite. Brad Widdup got it. It ran second at Wyong last start, but gee, the winner bolted it, designated. It got in about three lengths. Run third at Newcastle, the box populi, beat 2.8. They're fair run without getting carried away. Richard Reeve rides from a bad alley, but I got it in for second. Number five, Dimitri, the Noel Mayfield strip. Went all right first up. It'll improve. And 3 hour Fox, the first starter of Terry Cross, trained on the track. Didn't fall that bad. 7, 2, 5, and 3.
All right, we go to race five, and scratchings here are 3, Max Fox, and number 4, Sika Patico. The favourite is number 1, Canyonero, $2.15. 2 JTs, $3.60. 6, Invincible Kiss, $5. Then 11 or better the rest of them.
Well, he's one of those horses that never wins, but I'm going to tip him. Canyonero, he's better than those horses. But he's had 16 starts short for 11th place. Poor old Mark Newnham and the owners, they're telling their hair out. He ran through to Kimler the other day to Sedona, got me 3/4, hit the front at the 150 and run down late. Second at Newcastle, behind that horse I spoke about earlier that bolted in at Randwick Tuesday, Hilurian, and he beat Oxidisation home. He got beat less than half a length that day. Third at Newcastle, the Cool World, beating a length and a quarter. I don't know how many times he's been unlucky, and other times he just hasn't got there. Tommy Sherry's got some nice rides, the Irish boy. He'll claim 3, and the barrier's not too bad. So I'm going to give him one more chance. Number 6, Invincible Kiss. Going good for Wayne Cleland. Run through the other day at Hawkesbury here, behind Van Gis, and I thought it went pretty good. Number 2, JT. Going well. Gerald's got it at 5 places in a row at that. But this time in, it's only had the 2 runs for 2 placings. Run second at Newcastle the other day. And number 9, Star Barista. 1, 6, 2, and 9.
Young Tom Sherry's ridden about half a dozen winners now too. Gary's going all right.
Yeah, I did a story on him in the Newcastle era. I had half an hour with him the other day. Newcastle, he had 80 rides for about 4 winners in Ireland. He wasn't over happy there. and he's a great friend of Robbie Dolan. Saw how well Robbie was going here, so we had the opportunity to join Mark Newnham. So him and his partner, I think her name's Andrea. He's got a job in Sydney as a payroll clerk. So they moved out here. Mark's been saying to me for 6 months how good he is, and he hasn't started riding that long here. And I think he arrived here in March. And a lovely kid. You wouldn't meet a nicer kid. And they're all John O'Shea. I think it was John O'Shea. One of them said to me, one of the big names at Newcastle the other day, that kid is really going to make it. So, you know, don't be frightened about him.
Too right. And he's got a great sense, a wicked sense of humour too.
Yeah, now, he's got a, well, I can't understand it. Many Irishmen, but I think they've got him all right.
All right. Race 6, Seven Sky Diamonds, 280. Number 2, Shabadat, is 460. 4, Winner in America, $5. 3, Silent Agenda, 6. Number 1, Hijacker, 9. Then 12 or better.
This looks a winner on a 20 only 8 days ago. Sky Diamonds for Gary Portelli. Robbie Dolan won't claim, of course. Got a soft draw. Racial King rode that treaty the other day and it folded him by nearly 3 lengths. It led, kicked at the 350, and just took off. Prior to that, it run third at Wyong to Jay Bonat, who's got a chance today, only going to beat a length, and run third at Golden. From the barrier, looks a winner, may even lead. Number 2, Bonat. I just spoke about it. His second pick won last start at Wyong, Jay Bonat, and went. And went pretty good too. Bucko rides it. It's drawn wide, but I think it'll be hard to beat. Hijacker. They led on this the other day, the top weight, and it won well. Went a bit fierce early and led from the 1100, was never going to get beat. Chris Williams acclaimed 2 for less. And number 4, Winner in America. Cathy O'Hara. 7, 2, 1, and 4.
All right. Race 7. Now, scratching Seer, 5, Abdon, 12, House of Cartier, and 14, Layla de Vega, a late scratching, has come out. Now, 4, Delectation Girl, 340, 7, Black on Gold, 6, number 9, Articus, 650, 6, Takamuchi is $7, number 10, Test of Shadow, 750, and then 10 or better.
Well, mate, Chris Lees has got a strong hand here with a favourite, the third favourite, both owned by Australian Bloodstock. All I'll say is, Delectation Girl repeats the run in the eight. It'll win. Her form until recently was pretty ordinary. She fell brilliantly for Chris. She came out from overseas. I think she was raced in America at one stage. She ran seventh at Roseville, beat 3.5 to Bonamy. Maybe I'm a bit harsh on her, but then she ran 9th of 11 at Randwick to the Pride, 12th of 15 to the Mona Lisa. And then he ran a much better race in the Tibby, the group race at Newcastle on Cup Day. Got beat 3 to Sweet Deal and Notation. And then the big one was the one behind Matoya at Randwick. Got beat ahead. I thought it was going to win. He was running last, back on the rail. Collett got a lovely run through halfway down the straight. She dashed up the win. Had the race won and Matoya grabbed the right on the line. Now, that was a month to 5 weeks back. So, in the meantime, Chris has given her a pick over trial on the Beaumont track. He got Gibbo to trial her because he was going to ride her here, which he is. Gibbo strangled her all the way. All she wanted to do in the last 300 was go. And he's got a strong hold on her because, you know, they didn't want to give her a hard trial. Turned her head a bit to the side because she was just wanting rain. So she's in a very good frame of mind at the moment. Andrew rides it from Barrier 5, tongue tie first time. I think she'll win. Greg Radley's sister and brother-in-law are part owners of this horse for the Australian Bloodstock team. And I think it could win. Now, the stablemate, I think, for danger, Artigan. He's going good, this horse. We saw him win... Gav was working at Randwick. I was there having a punt back in September on the 7th, and we saw him beat Scarlet Dream and Sweet Deal that day at Big Odd. Then he went to Newcastle, run second to the Cameron, beat the length to Rock, and then he got beat 3 lengths at Randwick to Cascadian and the Spring Mile. Collett rides him, don't sell him short. going really good this horse. Black and Gold for Walla. Walla's got a stack of runners in this. What about six? I think he's got six in the race.
Yeah.
Or he did have one come out. But maybe if Black and Gold finds its best form second up, it'll shake the life out of it with Kathy on from a good barrier. And number six, Take a Moose for Jay and Adrian. I didn't mind a star trial recently at the Wyong when it beat Juventus in Invisible Gem. Yeah, it's a good race, but it is worth 150. They're entitled to get a good race for the Land of Toyota Ladies' Day Cup over the mile.
All right, now the eighth, we've got a full field. Seven Super Long League, three even. Number four, Lagarde, $3.50. Two Sky Rays, $5. Then you can have 11 or better, everything else.
What's happened here, Sean? There's no scratching. Super Long League went up $5.50. What did you say? It's now $3.50.
$3.
$3. I think it'll win. Highly impressive. It's only run at Newcastle. We saw it up there, and it's had a very good trial recently. It beat Leo at Newcastle that day and beat it by two lengths. Martin even turned it out. Come back with a lovely trial win at Warwick Farm the other day. Robbie Dolan rides from a good barrier. It'll do me. Paul Lagarde's got a terrific press record, but good speed, good run well. Two Sky Rays, if you can catch him. And number six, Estrada. 7, 4, 2, and 6, the best bets in the first. Oxidisation. And I'll be back for the whip around.